In a special meeting on Tuesday, the councillors approved a formal resolution that will allow the city to take part in the state's new library grant program. Petersburg Library Technician Chris Weiss said the council's resolution was needed for the city's application.
An award through this grant program would put the project in an excellent position and allow us to leverage funding from foundations as well as encourage individuals, businesses, and corporations to give generously.
Library planners are applying for just under $3.3 million in state funds, which is just over half of the estimated cost for the project. The legislature has yet to appropriate any money for the new construction grant program, but that could still happen this legislative session. If the state money comes through, library officials are confident the city will then be able to secure much of the matching funds it needs through grants from private organizations like the Rasmussen Foundation. Noting that the city may need to kick in funding for the fire hall project as well, Councillor John Haverlick questioned whether Petersburg had enough money to match a $3 million state grant. Library Board Chair Mary Ellen Anderson emphasized the city's share would be far less than that. City Manager Scott Hahn said the resolution does not obligate the city to come up with matching money. He said the grant application was just a placeholder.
The state has a mechanism. They're very likely going to put money into it. And we want to be ahead of the line, so to speak. And as far as whatever we might do in the future, that'll be up to the council. We're not committing to that at this point in time. We do not have money, in my opinion, to do many things without getting too low on our reserves. So that's a question for the future. At this point in time, we want to make sure that we get our name in there and hold on to a good position, because the state does look favorably at us, and we want to respond in kind. That we're very pleased with their view of our application.
The answer satisfied Haverlick, who ultimately supported the measure, along with the mayor and the other four councillors who were present. Councillor Mark Jensen was out of town. This was the first council meeting since member Ed Sarf passed away earlier this month. Before Tuesday's discussion, Mayor Al Dwyer called for a moment of silence in honor of Sarf, a military veteran who was prominent for his extensive community service. He was on the city council for a decade. In Petersburg, I'm Matt Lichtenstein.